אנחנו קוראים בתלמוד עשר הספירות,
חלק. We are reading from Tess, third part.
דלת, עמוד 174, הסתכלות
פנימית. Page 174 in Hebrew. הסתכלות פנימית. Letter 1.
קדימה.
אוקיי, פרק זין, בהסתכלות פנימית, דף קוף עין דלת.
הסתכלות פנימית. First letter.
ספירות בסוף הפרצוף.
Explains the ten sefirot in the end of the parzuf, the difference between pe and tabur, and from tabur downward. First letter. There is great significance to the fact that Rav always refers to every goof by the name seven lower sefirot. You already know that the aviyut and the gvul in malchut operate only during the he'ara of Or Chozer, from above downward, meaning from Malchut downward. Know that here there is a great difference between the he'ara of Or Chozer from above downward, before the hitlabshut of the Or in the complete kelim, meaning from Peh to Tabur, and the he'ara of Or Chozer from above downward, after there is hitlapshut in complete kelim, meaning from tabur downward. It is so because the above downward, prior to the hitlapshut, is called the toch of the partzuf, meaning the essence of the partzuf. For the entire Or Yashar in the partzuf is clothed there. That place is called from Peh to Tabur de Partzuf. The Peh is the Keter of the Malchut, and the Tabur is the Malchut de Malchut.
Dear
Rav, yesterday you gave us an exercise to try to direct all our desires to the Creator. And you added, that same part that I can use for the Creator is called Toch. Can we do this with the entire desire?
If you have a Pratsuf, if you have a Masach, if you can arrange your desire to have a Rosh Toch and Sof. If you have a connection with the friends, if you can connect with them and build, first of all, the restriction upon your desire, and them too, and then between you there's a common desire. In this common desire, you can receive in order to bestow between you towards the Creator. That is, each annuls himself towards the others, and in the general incorporation between you, the annulment needs to be towards the upper, towards the Creator, and then you build that same form between you towards the Creator. Why is it done in such a complex way between you, each of you, towards the others? Because otherwise you don't reach the form of bestowal. Otherwise you don't know what it means to bestow. It seems to you right now also that you're bestowing. So they tell you, you want to bestow? Please. If you connect with the others in the group, in a mutual way where you're holding each other and are connected in that way, then in such a way you can be in bestowal and bestow to the Creator. And then it's explained to you how you bestow, how you build the partzuf.
А вот вот эта наша взаимная отмена в десятке, она становится основой для рош, для расчета, сколько мы можем получить.
The mutual nullification in the ten turns to be a foundation for the rosh.
Yes, of course. To the extent in which I nullify myself in the ten, to that extent I am ready and I'm capable to bestow to the Creator. To bestow to a person, to the tens, to the ten friends, or to bestow to the Creator, it's the same thing. It's the same thing. To the measure that I have bestowed towards my friends, in the same way, with them, I can even, it's even easier there, because one can help his friend. From there, we can bestow to the Creator. And then we're in joy, in connection, in enthusiasm, upliftment. try and you'll see how you're emerging out of all the problems and troubles, and you just enter the world of bestowal. No more than that.
Когда мы отменяем себя перед десяткой, то что заставляет нас?
When we nullify ourselves towards the ten, what forces us ultimately to go into
the... That we will learn. Don't jump with that.
אז זה תפשוט בכלים גבוהים, שהוא סוד מטבור למטה.
What does he say here from Tabor and below? That it clothes in complete kelim.
I don't know. The next part is called the ten sefirot of the sof of the parzuf. Let's see what's written there. Please, Amit.
Esel sefirot the sof the parzuf are or chozer. The or chozer that descends from above downward after the hitlapshut in the kelim is completed is regarded as the Esel Sefirot of the Siyum of the Parzuf. That place is called from Tabor downward to the Siyum of the Parzuf. Tabor is Malchut de Malchut. From the Tzimtzum onward, she can no longer receive any Or Yashar. Hence, the same Esel Sefirot from Peh to Tabor, though they glitter below Tabor as well, since Or Yashar does not extend within the Hitznotzetzut, only the Or Chozer, it is thus considered Or Nekeva, meaning receiving and not bestowing. Also, there is no bestowal and expansion in these Esel Sefirot, and therefore they end that degree.
I see there are no questions. Well, let's continue.
יש שאלות בתל אביב 3 ופיטי 30. גם סנטיאגו, פיטי 4. לוקח להם רגע.
No, נתחיל, פיטי 30.
Well, let's start with PT 30.
כן, סליחה, אולי אני מבולבל, אבל פעם ראשונה שאני שומע שאור חוזר...
Maybe I'm a bit confused, but the first time I'm reading אור חוזר descends, isn't that something I raise?
עכשיו אתה רואה, אז מה הבעיה?
So you're hearing now, so what's the problem?
יש אור חוזר היורד, ודאי.
Just descends.
There is a descending reflected light.
מחזיר חזרה.
יש הרבה סוגי של אור חוזר. אור חוזר הוא מלביק.
There are many kinds of reflected light, it clothes the direct light, and from it, with it, rises above. Without that, there is no clothing of the kelim. It spreads for the worlds, and from there it's clothed in Or Chozer. Without that, it cannot clothe in the kli. 17. He writes that the sof of the parzuf is considered a female light. I'm asking.
Yes, because it has no force to actively clothe in direct light.
What does it mean that it has no bestowal? He reflects or rejects. That's not bestowal?
It connects and clothes, but its itlapshut is passive. It's called he had no force like a nekiva. Tel Aviv 3.
It's not clear what the sof of the parzuf is. If
the sof of the parzuf is 10 sefirot in which the parzuf has no force to clothe the upper light actively, to clothe and to connect with that upper light, rather just passively, in that it is in this connection with the upper light, but not in this that it receives it on the intent to bestow, rather only to bestow on the intent to bestow.
Sorry, small question. Those discernments, when does it get? When the masach is refined or in the clothing of the light? When does he get these discernments where he doesn't have this force?
Discernments he gets from the Rosh. From the Rosh. PT4?
To continue that, it's not so clear how it happens that after there's the 10 Sefirot from Peh to Tabu, what does it mean that from the Tabu to the Sof later? What is that?
You have 10 Sefirot in the Rosh. It decides that in part of these 10 Sefirot, it can receive what they intend to bestow, and then they turn to be 10 Sefirot of the Toch. And then the remaining parts of the remaining 10 Sefirot, it cannot receive on the intent to bestow, and so it is in the bestow on the intent to bestow. And that's called the 10 Sefirot of the Sof.
And is that a calculation that's done in the screen already?
All in the Rosh. Everything in the Rosh of the Paltzuf. Onward.
The heading, anything that the lower one causes the upper one is also granted to the lower one. The peh has no form of reception. Item 3. We could ask, therefore, how does the direct light travel directly from the peh downward? Since the peh too is a b'chinat malchut, which does not receive direct light from the restriction onward. You already know that the restriction operated on Pchina Dalet from the aspect of her being a vessel of reception, which means after Malchut had already expanded by herself and clothed the entire upper light, however, the Peh, which is Malchut of Rosh, operating from below upward, doesn't have a form of a vessel of reception, only raises reflected light from her upward. And thus, because she granted the expansion of the 10 Sefirot of Rosh, she can also expand from there downward, from her and within her, over the four Pchinot Chubtum. The first three Pchinot, Chochma, Bina, Tiferet, in Malchut, are suitable for receiving direct light, or yashar. Only Malchut of Malchut, namely the Tabu, is considered here the Kli of Malchut that the restriction covers and cannot receive inside her any of the direct light of the or yashar.
Also, I still don't see questions. Okay, let's keep going.
The heading, the tabul that has come to receive, is unfit for expansion with direct light, but only in Or Chozer, in reflected light. 4. From this you can always tell that Malchut that operated from below upward has the ability to expand from her and within her, over the four Pchinot. Though she receives the direct light in the first three Pchinot, however, Malchut that already operates in her from above downward, meaning the Malchut in that Malchut that expanded, is no longer fit for receiving any direct light within her, because she is now ridden by the force of the restriction. The Malchut that operates from below upward is called the Keter of Malchut, or Peh, and Malchut that operates from above downward is called the Malchut of Malchut, or Nefesh of Nefesh, or Tabu.
No, Kiev.
Kiev?
What's the difference here between Malchut that is being used from below upward and the other way?
Roll.
Repulses
and then receives, yeah? So it's the same Malchut, that part of the light it rejects and part of the light it receives. It rejects the light of Chochmah, it receives light of Chassadim. And so on. That, in Malchut, there are many actions towards what light, what of you, thickness it operates, or towards upwards to clothe the light from above below, or to receive them from below upwards.
I don't know if it's okay to ask this way, but contentment to the Creator, is it from that which reflected light raises, or what expands within?
Whatever expands, whatever receives in the Parzuf, that's actively called bestowal. Bestowal to the Creator is how much you can fill yourself in His light, in His presence. You understand? The baby doesn't give enjoyment, pleasure to the mother in this that it rejects. The more it receives from her, the more she enjoys.
No, Amit.
Okay.
The heading, there are only the roots of the vessels in the Rosh, in the Toch, the vessels of the direct light, and in the Sof, only Ochozer, only reflected light. Five. Thus we have clarified the difference between the Rosh, Toch, and Sof of every Parzuf. The ten Sfirot of Rosh do not have complete vessels of reception, as the reflecting light that rises and clothes them from below upward are not regarded as vessels, but are only good for seizing the direct light in the Parzuf. In this manner, it can afterwards shine and pass from above downward. And for this reason, they are called the Shurashim, the roots of the vessels. The ten Sfirot of the Toch of the Parzuf, from Peh to Tabur, are the complete vessels, where most of the clothing of the direct light in the Parzuf occurs. The ten Sfirot of the Sof of the Parzuf are regarded as the female light, since they are Or Chozer, reflected light, without direct light. They receive and do not bestow, and therefore end the Parzuf and stop its lights. Stop its lights.
No.
Well.
No, to Vlad.
Okay, Vlad.
Скажите, вот тут он описывает Рош, Тох и Соф Парцуфа, да, что в Соф только отраженный свет.
He depicts here the Rosh, Toch, and Sof of the Parzuf. As in the Sof, there's only reflected light. When we start our work in connection to the Ten, what do we start with? With the Rosh or from below?
We can't do anything before we make a tzimtzum, a restriction. And from the restriction, we build the next Parzuf. Before the restriction, we don't even have the beginning of a spiritual Parzuf. And after the restriction, we check ourselves. If our will to receive is above the restriction, what we can do besides restricting ourselves? Can we, along with our will to receive, to be bestowing? What does it mean to be bestowing? That I will receive a pleasure to within my will to receive, and this pleasure will be bestowal to the upper one, not to myself.
If I understand correctly, the first action after the restriction is the Rosh?
Correct. And six?
Rav, me confundí. Guf son sat.
I got confused. The Guf is the lower seven, and the Rosh will be the first three. So how could there be a Keter in the Rosh if the first three Sfirot Keter Chochma Bina?
Lo evanti. Repeat, please.
I didn't understand. Please repeat.
Me confundí.
Ivan is asking that my confusion comes from the fact that the Guf and the Rosh, the Guf or the body, are the lower seven Sfirot. And if so, how can the Pe exist in Rosh if it is connected to Malchut?
Yeah, that's correct. You're right. This confusion happens a lot. You're right. First of all, everything in the Parzuf is in the Rosh. And the Rosh decides how it uses all the desires it has. And then it divides these desires sorts them, arranges them, and then it builds from them a guf, toch and sof, part which it could receive, and it's called the toch, and the part which cannot receive, only to bestow, that's called the sof. This that we divide the partsuf, yes, the rosh is the first three, and then from the peh to the tabur, that's chagat, and from tabur and downwards is nehim, that's something else entirely. These are relations between all the different parts, and now that between them there is something like part of the Sefirot are in the Rosh and the part of the Sefirot are in the end. No, in each of them there is 10 Sefirot. Just that in the Rosh we decide how we work with the 10 Sefirot. In the Toch we work with them actively. And in the Sof we can only be in potential with them.
New York 4.
New York 4.
What is reflected light without direct light? What is or chozer without or yashar?
Without direct light? That's reflected light that has no force to clothe direct light, just to reject it. But there is also returning light that it clothes the direct light, that it can then decide how much it receives or the intent to bestow, and how much it cannot receive or the intent to bestow. In the reflected light, soon at the next part of tests, we're going to learn. In the reflected light, there is at least 20 different kinds of reflected light. And then we'll learn how they work, how they operate, how they work with direct light.
How can there be something without Or Yashar, without direct light?
No, it cannot be. It's that we have a will to receive, and the will to receive upon it is made a restriction, and then the will to receive feels that direct light comes to it and presses upon him, and then the will to receive, which is after the restriction already, it begins to make a calculation what it can do with that upper light, how much it can receive and how much it can't. And in this, it builds the toch and the sof of the partsuf. Everything is done in the peh of the rosh.
Sef?
Sef?
Lo barur bishvili.
It's still not clear to me.
It's not clear for you? Upper light comes to the desire. That the desire is capable of making a restriction, not to receive to itself. And then the upper light that comes to that desire, and the desire rejects it, it doesn't want to receive it in any manner, then the light and the desire, such up they build the rosh. And out of this rejection of by the desire, making a restriction, masach, screen, and ochozer, returning light, it clothes the direct light. Just like a guest and the host presses upon him and tells him, how do you not receive anything from me? So it makes a calculation, how much you can receive on the intent to bestow. And it does this in the 10 sefirot of the Rosh. The part they can receive on the intent to bestow, receiving on the intent to bestow from the peh to the tabur of the partsuf, and the part that it cannot receive on the intent to bestow, against this, it's rejecting it, and that is called that it has returning light, or chasadim, and in that it builds the sof of the partsuf, from tabur till siyum raglin. What's not understood?
Where is there reflected light without direct light? Where is it?
In the sof of the partsuf.
What does it do?
What it does, it cannot receive direct light. It simply appears there in rejection to the direct light. It's called that the lights in the Sof of the Parzuf, they expand from below upwards, yes, in rejection, repulsing. And the Toch of the Parzuf expands from the Rosh to the Tabur, that's called receiving, and from the Sof of the Parzuf, it doesn't receive, it rejects, so they expand from below upwards, from Siyum Raglin to the Tabur.
Рафа, можно сказать, что в наших попытках соединиться, когда мы начинаем чувствовать...
Could we say that with our efforts to connect, when we start to feel the common vessel, that the reflected light spreads in it that way?
Well, we don't speak this way because we're still now working with the lights. We're talking only about the desires. The lights are still not in our desires. We're still not capable of feeling the lights that they tend to bestow, and such, these lights don't are not in us, so let's not confuse us. If we would receive now some light, we would feel such pleasure in it that we couldn't exit the intent to receive. We would only think about, how can I receive more?
Barur gen.
That clear?
Chadera one.
Boker tov, Rav.
Good morning, Rav. I have a question related to the ten sefirot of the Rosh, where it's written there that there are no vessels of reception that are complete, meaning there's no pleasure that is received in the vessels of the Rosh.
In the Rosh, there are no kelim, only the roots of these vessels. Decisions, intentions, thoughts, but not actively the clothing of the light and the desire. The Rosh does not have desire actively in action. And so all pleasures it's getting is only so it can decide, can I work with them or not? So the Rosh is called from below upwards. It's only decision. The Rosh is called after the Tzimtzum, after the restriction, that I can make a restriction upon myself and say, I'm now going to check all the pleasures coming to me from the host, but I'm checking them not to myself, but rather only how I can give pleasure to the host. And then I build a Rosh.
This calculation over the pleasures, isn't there a certain form of reception? I'll give you an example. Let's say a friend invites me to a restaurant, which is expensive in the evening, and he sends me the menu. I look at the menu and I see their steaks and this and that, and I'm already starting to feel somehow the pleasure that I will receive from.
Wonderful that you feel pleasure. That's great you feel pleasure. Because that helps you to decide, can you receive this invitation or not?
But that feeling of the pleasure from what I'm about to receive, isn't that a form of...
You must feel this pleasure in order to decide, surely you're going to receive an intent to receive or to receive an intent to bestow. Otherwise, you can't. Spirituality is full of pleasure. Truly such pleasures that it boggles the mind. But where does it come from? This, that you're doing this on the force of bestowal. That you're sitting in front of the host and you're tasting all the pleasures, all the light of Ein Sof, and the intent to bestow. Then you're tasting all the lights of Ein Sof, but on the intent to bestow.
Thank you.
Beseder.
Okay. Chaver 2.
Good morning. In the work in the Partsuf, after the restriction, there's a calculation in the Rosh and receiving in order to bestow. And then we depict that the Masach and the Tabur purifies and returns to the Peh for an additional calculation, a certain piston that goes up and down like that and receives again. But it's not an endless action. There are stops, there are disconnections. So does that return to the same degree, or does the calculation start anew?
Everything results from the calculation in the Rosh that comes initially, and then everything is carried out. That's it. It's according to the decisions made at first.
But there are states that happen, let's say you do a certain calculation, and we're active, and all of a sudden we find ourselves...
In spirituality, there's no suddenly. Suddenly in spirituality is breaking.
Exactly, we return to the shattering.
No such thing. Where did you see such a thing?
There's a disconnect. It's not that it's just like that.
Disconnect where?
A disconnection in the work, in the connection.
Where did you see that?
A disconnect in the connection between me and the ten.
But that's not spirituality. What do you want? Do you understand where you are? Here we're talking about spiritual actions, that there is restriction, meaning that it's not receiving anything for itself. And now it's checking. What screen does it have to make an action above the tzimtzum and the intent to bestow? So what are you talking about, you and your ten?
No, but the force of restriction, can it hold me without?
Of course, it's all above the tzimtzum.
The question is, can it hold on to the force of restriction without, with it, can it sustain that force of restriction without it getting cancelled?
I'm sorry, you are confused.
Sorry.
PT32? Okay, they don't want to ask, I see. Hebrew 10.
Thank you, Rav. In that last excerpt that we read, he talks about this making ups there, this action of complimenting, maybe?
It makes a compromise of what to receive and the tend to bestow, direct light, the masach. Sometimes we talk in such words, terms, because the lower one is limited. And then what can it do? Can't do anything. It must exist this in this manner. How much it can be in its will to receive, restricted, and the will to bestow, and how much you can bestow, and so on. We're always the creatures between the Creator, between the will to receive, how much we can use the will to receive, and how much not, and we let go. PT 27.
Anyhow, that part of the desire, the pursuit from Tabu to Siyum, that's a place that remains empty. It rejects the light back. What's with that desire?
There is Or Chozer, reflected light. And even sometimes in the illumination of Chochmah, depends on the corrections there. All our work is actually in the Sof of the Partsuf. How much in the Sof of Partsuf we can add to the toch of the partsuf. How much these desires in which we were incapable of receiving beforehand, now we can add to it, intend to bestow, and we can receive an intent to bestow.
Is that the end, already the correction of the partsuf?
Yep. Florida?
Thank you, Rav. How will we know that we have done enough preparation where we are able to receive the light in order to bestow?
It's all calculations in the Rosh. On one hand, you have a host illuminating to you and tells you illuminating to you through all the previous Patsofim. The system is arranged such. And on the other hand, you have your will to receive and pleasures and reshimot. You have all the elements to make a correct calculation and spirituality. Corporeality, here, nothing to do. Friends are before you, and all your pleasures, your ego and your tummy, decide how you're working with your ego towards your friends. And in this, you'll have the precisely right discernments, indication towards the Creator. If you can bestow to the friends to hold them up as more important than yourself, then you are already ready, and accordingly, and this extent to be in connection with the Creator. That's it.
Thank you.
Very simple, very concrete, nowhere to run here. Where are we, Amit?
No,
chapter 8.
Yeah.
We're in chapter 8. Chapter 8 begins to explain the order of the concatenation of the 10 sefirot that emerge one below the other, called Archanpin Ab Aveima and Zon, or Galgalta Ab Sagma and Bon, emanated from one another through cause and effect. Item 1, explaining the reason for the hanging down of the 5 Partsufim, Galgalta Ab Sagma Bon, and their emergence from one another. 1. We shall now explain the order of the cascading of the Partsufim from one to another, and how they are generated by one another by the necessity of cause and effect. To use fewer words and broader meaning, we shall refer to the 5 prinot of the Rosh as Galgalta, Einaim, Ozen, Chotem, Peh. And the 5 prinot of the Guf as Keter, Chochma, Bina, Zeranpin, and Malchut. We shall refer to the refinement of the Masach as Ascent, because ascent means purification or refinement. And when we want to say, for instance, that Bchina Dalet was purified into Bchina Gimel, we shall say that Malchut rose to Zeranpin. Make certain you do not forget that. The heading, the 4 fulfillments in the 4 letters Havaya, which are Absag Mabon. Item 2. We shall refer to the names of the 5 Partsifim. Arichanpin, Abba, Ima, Zeranpin, Nukva, as Galgalta, Ab, Sag, Ma, and Bon. In accordance with the Gimatria, the numerology of the 4 fulfillments of the name Havaya, we shall call the Partsuf of Arichanpin, which is Keter, by the name Galgalta. The Partsuf Abba, which is Chochmah, we also called Abba Ve'ima, shall be called Ab, which is Havaya, filled with the fulfillings of Yod, like this, Yod, He, Vav, He, which amount to Ab, 72. The Partsuf Ima, which is Bina, also called Yeshut, shall be called Sag, which is Havaya filled with Yuds, with Aleph in the Vav, like that, Yod, He, Vav, A, which amount to Sag, 63. The Partsuf Zeranpin we shall call Ma, which is Havaya filled with Alephs, like this, Yod, He, Vav, He, which amounts to Ma, 45. And the Partsuf Nukva, which is the Malchut, we shall be calling Bon, which is Havaya filled with Hayes, like that, Yod, He, Vav, The reason for these fillings and calculations has been explained in my book, Panim Meirot Umasbirot, of the Tree of Life, and there's nothing to add here.
Allah.
Kuteret. 10
The heading, the first 10 sefirot in the Kav of the line of Ein Sof are called the world of Adam Kadmon. Its level reaches the Keter. The coupling, the zivug for each partsuf should be in the one above it.
Based on what we read now some passage and we didn't understand many things, don't worry about it. We'll understand it gradually, slowly, during all the time of learning. But there's no choice. He has to write about these things because it links the Galta Apsag Mabon to these Partsufim, and so it writes where these names come from, why, what's the Gumatria numerology here. We'll clarify it. Not now. It's still far from us. It's in the world of Atzilut there. Then we'll begin to clarify these matters, and it'll be to the topic at hand. We'll understand why it's like that. Let's go.
Item 3. The first 10 sefirot in the Kav of Ein Sof, which are, you already know that the first 10 sefirot that were emanated after the restriction are called Adam Kadmon. They consist of 5 partsufim. Galgalta, Ab, Sag, Ma, and Bon, each containing its own Rosh, its own Toch, and its own Sof, as has been explained above. It is generally called the world of Keter, or the world of Adam Kadmon. The reason it is entirely called Keter has been explained in Opnimi, being that the real measure of the Masach of Bchina Dalet does not operate in any other world but that. You should know that the zivug of Haka'a for the 10 sefirot of Rosh of each partsuf must be in the peh of the Rosh of its upper partsuf. It is as the Ari explained here regarding the 4 worlds of Abiyah, that the zivug for the 10 sefirot of Atzilut was made in the world above Atzilut, namely Ak, and that for Bria it was made in Atzilut, etc.
Yes,
it's clear. The upper one gives birth to the lower one, and it measures the whole level, height of the lower one, and fills it. It's all done from the upper one towards the lower one, just like in our world, like in everything, every matter. From below downwards, that's how they expand. 29 there.
Why is it the izdakhut, the refinement of the masach, called an ascent? The masach loses its force,
but it purifies, it stops working with its thickness, and thus that it's become like more zach, more pure, and it rises. Its action can be less in bestowal than before. But we measure it according to what level of thickness it's working. That's why it's called the Masach goes up, it rises. Just like we say, the Masach rises from Tabo to the Peh of the Paltzuf. So in this, it like makes the lights go out, right? Is that more respectable? Yes. It is using less thickness according to action. We say the Paltzuf purifies, mizdakech, and it rises from Tabu to Peh. That's called the ascent, because it uses less aviyut, thickness. But you can say, the less thickness, that means it bestows less, right? That's something else. Each one is a separate matter. There's a matter of the action, and there's the matter of the result of the action.
PT 32.
So it turns out that the Rosh of the lower one always does a calculation in the upper one. Does it also receive the Rishimot from the upper?
The Rosh of the lower one doesn't make a calculation for the upper one, but it obligates the upper one to think for it, to decide for it. Yes. To give birth to it even.
Based on what does the Rosh make a calculation?
Rishimot. Everything according to Rishimot.
Again? He receives the Rishimot from the upper?
He receives the Rishimot from the upper one, truly from Ein Sof. all the Rishimot go up to Ensof and descend through Ensof, from Ensof through all the Partsufim to the same place where the Partsuf must be born. Africa?
Africa.
Hey, Rav. Today we learned that distance amplifies the forces between us. So our question is, between the action and the result that you just explained, what's the mechanism between this amplification?
Repeat, please.
Yeah, we learned today that distance amplifies the forces between us. So our question is, with the explanation you just gave between the action and the result during the production of the accent of the reflected light, what's the mechanism between how the amplification happens between the action and the result?
According to the actions, such are the results. That's how it is in spirituality. As much as I can receive Rishimot, understand the Rishimot, organize, arrange them, the Rishimot, to arrange myself towards the next action with respect to the Rishimot, such is my success in spirituality. The main thing for us is to correctly realize the Rishimot. And we have Rishimot in us from all our actions. If we ascend in the group above our will to receive, we can feel the spiritual Rishimot, that they are in us from descent of our Partsuf, of our ten, from below down, above downwards. We learned with you today, from the birth of the Partsufim, that initially the Partsuf descends from Ensof to the place where it is found to be. In the aspect of the Rishimot, it's still not a Partsuf and we feel nothing. We feel ourselves below. But when we begin to feel the connection between us and we want to realize this connection between us, when they intend to bestow between us and to the Creator, then accordingly, we receive the Rishimot that come from above downwards to us. That's before the birth of the Partsuf. And then we connect between us, and we want to realize mutual bestowal on the intent to bestow content to the Creator. And in this, we give birth to the Partsuf according to the Rishimot that descended from above below. That's what we learned today in the first part of the lesson. Okay. And so we can't end the lesson without Kazakhstan.
Great, thank you, Rav. I would like to get a little sharper here. Is it right to understand that in the head, the Rosh, there's the scrutiny, and it's more active as far as the creation? It enters the Toch, it's more active on the creature.
In the Rosh, I am making a plan. Yes. What am I going to do in the connection with the friends and the connection with the Creator? And then we realize it between us and the entire Partsuf, in the group, in the ten, and the Creator clothes in us.
Salt Lake City.
Another one, Salt Lake City.
So would it be accurate to say that the lower Partsuf, its purpose is to correct the upper Partsuf?
The lower part of the Partsuf is also in the Rosh of the Partsuf and determines all the decisions. Yes. Info.
Our broadcast for today at 6 p.m. Israel time. You're invited to join and watch the first hour of the lesson, the recorded lesson. Then we'll continue with a half an hour broadcast of a workshop that our friends will be conducting. That's it for today, and we'll continue with the song.
כי נשמתה השונים גם אם לא מרגישה או יודעת היא נמשכת אל החברים מי ש... משיעור לשיעור היא סופגת השפעת המאור אמיתי שבונה בתשוקה מיוחדת להשיג את הטוב ומטיב יש בינינו מרכז משותף לכל הנקודות שבלב אליו משתוקק, משתוקק ונשאר כי בו מתגלה האוהב יש בינינו מרכז משותף לכל הנקודות שבלב אליו משתוקק, משתוקק ונשאר כי בו מתגלה האוהב הנקודה שבלב מתחדשת ורוקמת מרקם של קשרים מקבל תחושה של הרשת שספוגה בת חברים הנקודה שבלב מתחברת לחלקי נשמתה שונים ופתאום מרגישה מאושרת מלאה בת חברים יש בינינו מרכז משותף לכל הנקודות שבלב אליו משתוקק, משתוקק ונשאף כי בו מתגלה האוהב יש בינינו מרכז משותף לכל הנקודות שבלב אליו משתוקק, משתוקק ונשאף כי בו מתגלה האוהב שבלב אליו משתוקק משתוקק ונשאר כי בו מתגלה